There's often a debate at this time of year about how soon is too soon to start talking about Christmas time. Now, I've come along to somewhere in Skipton where there is so much going on over the festive season. We need to start talking about it in November. I'm here at Alexander's in Skipton, and I'm joined by Susanna, who is the owner, and Paul, who is the head chef here. Welcome to you both back on Stray FM.
Thank you. Nice to see you, Ben.
Susanna, we'll start with you. And as I said, there's so much going on over the festive season, not least your festive menu, which you are set to launch on the 18th of November. And as you would expect from Alexander's, it's not just a bog-standard festive menu. It's got the adventurous twist that Alexander's is famous for.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year when people want to come out with their friends, or they might want to come with their work colleagues and have a bit of a celebration. So this is the perfect menu to come and celebrate Christmas. It's available from the 18th of November. It's in our restaurant. And our head chef, Paul, who's a phenomenal chef, has made a fantastic menu. So we've got something for everybody. If you like the traditional, we've got the lovely turkey, but with a twist. So we've got pheasant as well. We do fantastic desserts so that you don't just have to focus on the savoury. You might want to indulge in something really sweet and gorgeous. And a whole range of lovely drinks, champagnes, special winter cocktails, and steins of Paulaner beer. So lots going on that menu.
Now, the person to speak best about it is joining us here in the parlour in Alexander's today. We have got Paul, the head chef. Paul, you devised this menu. What are you looking to achieve with your festive menu here at Alexander's?
I think with Christmas time, it can be become quite boring sometimes with the general prawn cocktail turkey offering. So we try to delve a bit deeper inside what makes the festive menu. So it's a lot of together time, a lot of family time. So we kept our theme in the festive menu that we run with our a la carte, so it's very well thought out and a lot of technical side to it, but really enjoyable. So there's something for everybody, but it's going to be an enlightening experience. It's going to be a really tasty experience too. The menu starts off with a soup. It's a dark onion and winter truffle soup, also quite indulgent and rich and warming on hopefully it's a cold, crisp winter day. And then just looking at things like we've got barbecue sardines with Whitby crab, and then as Susanna mentioned, for the main course we do the traditional offering of turkey, but we're also running pheasant alongside it, so it'll be good to see once we get to the end of the period, which has been the most popular. But things like them, we've got a beautiful loin of cod on there, and then again for desserts we're doing our own Christmas pudding, which are very indulgent, very boozy, and very Moorish. But then along running alongside that, like a bit of chocolate orange tart or a matcha green tea panna cotta. So it's been well thought out, and there is something there for everybody and for all appetites.
So the festive menu is set to launch on the 18th of November, which is an important date here at Alexander's, because that is also the launch of Off Piece, the very popular Off Piece pop-up restaurant, which is coming back to Alexander's again this year in November. Susanna, there's a couple of slight tweaks this year, isn't there? So people can look forward to it coming back once again.
Yeah, we have. We've really enjoyed the last couple of years, and we wanted to do something a little bit extra, a little bit new this year. So first off, we've got a bar outside, a new winter terrace bar. So if people just want to pop in for a drink, then they can come and join us. See our beautiful Christmas tree display, and just get that whole winter vibe. Dress up warmly and come and sit outside, look at the stars and enjoy a hot toddy or a nice stein. And then in the actual off-piece this year, we have got a new offering, new menu. So we're keeping the lovely chocolate fondue, but this time it's a honey and cognac fondue. So very rich, very gorgeous, very tasty. Served with marshmallows and honeycomb and fruit. But our new offering is that we've got a thing called a tart flambé. And if you hadn't heard of it, it's an Alpine pizza. So using a really, really delicious dough that the chefs put together, with wonderful cream cheese, normal Gruyere, onion, bacon and thyme. And it's a traditional dish eaten in the Alps. And then we've got our offering of beautiful Alpine stew, smoked and cured fish, and Frankfurter sausages and sauerkraut. So some of the old favourites, but mixed with some of the new things. And I think the addition of having the chefs in the actual pop-up this year will mean people can get to watch the chefs at work and hopefully have a bit of interaction with the chefs, who are very much looking forward to it.
If that wasn't enough, Santa Sundays is returning to Alexander's once again this year. Susanna, just talk us through Santa Sundays for someone who didn't quite catch it last year and wasn't able to come along.
Yeah, well, it was a great hit. Everybody loves Santa, so we're so excited that Santa's chosen to come to Alexander's. We have a most brilliant experience for our younger guests. They start their day with a little craft workshop here in our private dining room with Santa's elves, who have taken the time out from all their toy making to come and help create decorations with the children. And we have a lovely Christmas film playing, so it's a great Christmassy atmosphere. And parents can either stay and help, or they can have a cup of coffee and sneak away for half an hour. And then we take the children down to meet Santa himself. Mrs. Claus comes to get them and accompanies them down to the off-piste pop-up, where Santa is ready for them and he reads them a wonderful story. This was great last year. Santa got very, very into his story reading. And of course, Santa knows something about each of the children, because only Santa knows these special things. And then the children, after the story, get a gift. We then offer special family lunches, so the whole family can stay and enjoy a little bit of food and drink if they'd like to. Or they can come and join us at our winter bar and have some hot Ribena or something, you know, a little bit stronger for the adults. So it sold out last year, so it's definitely one to book early.
Of course, and Santa Sunday is only a small part of a festive season here at Alexander's in Skipton. If there is anyone that wants to come down and try the festive menu, or they want to book on to off-piste, or they want to book on to Santa Sundays as well, how can they do so? How can they find out a bit more?
The thing we always direct people to is our website. It's the easiest way to get all of the information, and that's alexanders-skipton.com, or our email is bookings@alexanders-skipton.com. Or if they want to give us a ring here at the restaurant, we have dedicated staff who are creating the bookings for groups to make sure that they have a brilliant time. And that's 01756, which is our Skipton code, followed by 228 030.